USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Senate voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package that's key to President Joe Biden's agenda. Biden welcomed the accord as one that would show America can do big things.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit system, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
Ford overcame the effects of the chip shortage to post a narrow profit in the second quarter. Ford earned net income of $561 million in the quarter, about half of what it earned a year earlier, despite the impact of the pandemic, which shut down many of its factories and dealerships during that period. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Walt Disney World will require all guests over the age of 2 to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, beginning Friday. Disney Buses, Monorail, and Disney Skyliner are areas included in the updated mask guidelines posted on the theme park's website. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Biden has let the border become a super spreader event.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a superspreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.